From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Kara Thomas. And here are some of the stories we're following this week. On November 17th, Cook County Commissioners agreed with members of the Lutzen-Tofte Tourism Association the county, not LTTA, should plow and maintain the Onion River Road. At the county board's December 15th meeting, however, the board reversed its position and now LTTA is back on the hook for winter maintenance. But maybe not for long as the county tries to come up with a permanent solution. It has been in the best interests of LTTA to actively promote the road for tourism and area skiing, but because the road belongs to the Forest Service, it's public, and the Forest Service has not plowed or serviced their roads in the winter for years. The arrangement was, and for the time being is, LTTA hires a private contractor to plow the popular cross-country ski access road. They are also responsible for sanding and winging of the road. The county is working on putting a compromise plan together by December 22nd. The hope is the county will create a subordinate service district for the road. It would contract out the plowing. The highway department would take over winging and sanding and bill everything to LTTA and property owners along the road. The compromise would take LTTA out of the road maintenance business. They would still bear at least part of the cost, but none of the liability, which commissioners hope the Forest Service will take over.
The Cook County Community Center Board of Trustees finds itself between a rock and a hard place. Voters passed a referendum that includes a new community center and pool complex. The Board of Trustees is getting pressure to move ahead on planning, but they need direction from the county board. The center's director, Diane Booth, and two of her board members implored commissioners for that direction at Tuesday's board meeting. After at least an hour of discussion, they got it. Commissioner Jim Johnson said it was time to start the process.
I'd be very supportive of that committee moving forward on this and putting some ideas together. We'll eventually have an end product to look at, and unless we start putting these ideas and people together, we won't have.
Booth presented the board with an outline arrived at by the community center trustees. Several tasks were identified along with a tentative timeline.
So the question is, our end product of this group getting together and meeting would be a final plan of some kind. But in order to get there, we have to look at all these different considerations. We have to talk to a lot of people. My question is this the group you want to be doing that or not? That's my question.
Commissioner Fritz Sabanya said that the community center group was already waist-deep in information and was best prepared to proceed on a plan. Commissioner Bob Fenwick, however, argued in favor of structure before action. Fenwick has all along lobbied for hiring a county administrator to be the point person on the many complicated projects that lie ahead for the board in coming months.
Knowing the process we've gone through over the past 5 years, I believe we are beyond the point of just having the community center board run this program. We have an obligation as a county now to take charge of this process. If this was standalone, if this was the only project on our plate, and it is by far not, we've got about eight of them staring us right in the face that need to be done. If we don't take the obligation we have to either run this project ourselves, or find the people that are going to run these projects for the county, we're making a big mistake.
Fenwick further said he was not in favor of sending out a committee to do work that may in the end be rejected by the county board. Community Center Trustee Gail Anderson called on the board to take action.
Well, I think that's something that you guys need to figure out. You need to figure out financially how this is going to work. It's been designated these projects that are going to be done. This is your job now. You guys have to figure out how the money's going to be spent. All those things have been determined. So I don't understand why it seems like such an impossible mission. We're offering free help. We've been working on this community center property. I've been on this committee for I don't know how many years, 7 or 8 years. We have all this information. It's not going to cost you a dime. And believe me, we're not going to be terribly disappointed if you don't like our ideas because it's happened many times in the past. Actually, we're quite used to it.
Fenwick reiterated the need for a project administrator. Sabanya said even with one, he or she would need the kind of information the community center group is offering. Center trustee Jean Mathias said the group was ready to reassemble the information and bring it to the board. Commissioner Jan Hall agreed they should gather information while the commissioners work on putting together an administrative structure. In the end, Commissioner Bruce Martinson asked the Community Center Board to gather the necessary information, define the needs versus wants, and recommend what can and cannot be included in a community center pool complex. He and Fenwick agreed by the time that work is finished, the County Board should have their administrative plan in place.
The White House announced that $182 million in stimulus funds from the federal government designated for broadband internet were dispensed on Thursday, December 17th. Vice President Joe Biden made the announcement in the rural town of Dawsonsville, Georgia. The initial grants are the first of a $2 billion disbursement in broadband funding under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act over the next 75 days. Cook County applied for the federal grant but has not received funding yet. Dana McKenzie, Information Systems Director for the county, says the county's application is being held up by a challenge from incumbent service provider CenturyTel. McKenzie said she has been assured that the challenge will not prevent the grant from moving forward to the second funding phase, but it will likely delay the process until the end of February. Once the grant advances to the next step, the local initiative will have the opportunity to meet with their regional federal field staff to address CenturyTel's arguments. According to the White House, the grants are intended to bring broadband to communities that currently have little or no access to the technology. The money dispensed thus far accounts for 9% of the $2 billion that will be given out by the end of February. The grants made this week ranged from nearly $40 million to $2.5 million and included communities in Georgia, New York, Ohio, New Hampshire, Maine, and Alaska, as well as Minneapolis and St. Paul.
The Cook County Local Energy Project, or CCLEP, has a new project. They want to promote ride and delivery sharing in Cook County. Rick Schubert is on the Transportation Committee at CCLEP.
Our thought was to encourage and facilitate, make it easier for people to find rides with other people or get people to come along with them and save energy, save money, save and reduce our carbon footprint.
The effort is still in the planning stages.
Well, we've had a couple initial meetings. So we're just talking about lots of different ideas. How can we promote it? We are going to be working with Boreal and designing a website. We want it easy to use. CCLEP got a grant from the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation. And part of that grant is going to help us with our ride sharing. There's some money to help us design the website to make it user friendly, and also to help us promote the website so that people actually use it.
The Cook County Local Energy Project is a citizens group dedicated to promoting energy efficiency and renewable energy on a local level. If you would like to join the discussion on how to promote ride and delivery sharing in Cook County, the next meeting of the Transportation Working Group is Thursday, January 14th, at the Community Center in Grand Marais. More information about CCLEP is available on their website.
The EDA Center at the University of Minnesota Crookston has approved a request for assistance from the Cook County Grand Marais Economic Development Authority. Crookston is a federally designated U.S. Department of Commerce EDA University Center and provides assistance to economic development agencies in rural communities throughout Minnesota. They will engage in two projects here in Cook County. The first project is a cost-benefit analysis of the local EDA. The second project will be to assist the EDA in developing a marketing plan for Cedar Grove Business Park. This is an effort we put forth over a year ago, said EDA Director Matt Garrett Schlager. We do now have funds available to answer the long-awaited question, should there be an EDA or not, and how do we legitimately and aggressively market the business park? Both projects will be completed by July 31st of 2010. The EDA Center at the University of Minnesota Crookston is funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Kara Thomas.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.